Just turn it on and forget about it. That's all there is to it. It's the handiest thing in the world for a job like this. But it squeaks a little bit.
That cost a lot of money, didn't it?
Well, when it was new, 3 years ago, it was $150.
Yeah.
But it saves so much time that it's just paid for itself over and over again.
How long you been doing this kind of work?
Well, actually, this is just a research project for the university.
Yeah.
I've been working on it now. This is the third year, just off and on, not steady. I teach, but in the summers, I've been interviewing, just last summer and this summer. But I got my material ready, found out what I wanted to find out. Set that up in a questionnaire. Looks big, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Looks like a real book. But as you can see, there's not much on any one page.
Well, that's fine. What, read this right here, what happened 50 years ago.
Taylor, was that your dad?
Yeah. Had stairs up there at Oklahoma City. You see, they brung 440.
Goodness.
Same cattle now, imagine, bring about 22 cents. Imagine.
He had to get them there too, didn't he?
Yeah, got them on the railroad then. Wasn't no trucks here.
Was this Pontotoc County then?
Yeah, no. But we shipped out of Pontotoc. You see, the stock pens are over that stone wall. Had to ship cattle over the rail then.
And you get your mail at Stonewall?
Yes, sir. Box.
Well, all we do is visit. I just ask you first of all, how did you heat your house when you were a young fella?
How did I do what?
How did you heat your house when you were a young fella?
Get it.
How did you heat it?
With a fireplace.
Where'd the smoke go?
Went up the chimney.
Was that... Didn't that sound crazy, though? In the fireplace, down at the bottom, did you have a big slab of rock or something?
Yeah, hard.
Uh-huh.
That's what we had.
What did you put your wood on?
Put the wood?
Uh-huh.
Well, it had a big wood pile out from the house a piece.
Well, what did you put it on when you put it in the fireplace? Right down on the hearth, or?
Well, they put a back log in first. And then had these arms. Doggones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put this smaller wood in front.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a thing over your fireplace where you could put pictures and a clock and things like that?
Well, I had what do they call that, a mantle? A pearl? What do you call that over the fireplace? Did you hear her?
Mantle? Uh-huh. How'd you start your fire? You probably banked it at night. So
yeah, that's
coals,
way, with coal, that's the way I started.
Uh-huh.
You throw some ashes in on them coals, and then the next morning there'll be a lot of coal in there, and just put that small wood in there, kind of kindling, and start right out to burning.
Did you use your ashes for anything else?
Use what?
Use your ashes for anything else?
Other than, well, I don't know whether my folks make lye out of them or not. Seemed like my mother used to, but I can't remember about that.
Excuse me?
Pearl?
Oh. Did you have an orchard?
Yeah, we had a orchard over here, that's been, I imagine around 50 years ago.
Uh-huh.